Well, the state volleyball championship tournament got underway yesterday with the larger classes getting things started. In Class 5A first round play, it was Abraham Lincoln upsetting Dowling Catholic in first round play, winning it 3-2. Dowling Catholic took a 1-0 lead, but Abe Lincoln won games 2 and 3, 25-19 and 30-28 to take a lead before Dowling Catholic took the fourth, and Abe Lincoln outlasting the Maroons 16-14 in the final set as they pick up the win 3-2 and advance. Also advancing, top-ranked Bettendorf, a 3-1 win over Iowa City West. Ankeny Centennial took 3 of 4 from Iowa City High, and Johnston defeated Ankeny 3-1. So the semis in 5A, a Bettendorf facing Johnston, and Ankeny Centennial next up for Abraham Lincoln. In 4A first-round play yesterday, Harlan made quick work of Lewis Central. Lewis Central took a late lead in the first game, but Harlan rallied back to win it 25-22, and then they win the next two 25-12, 25-16 the scores. Harlan sweeps the three games, and they move on to the semifinals. Other 4A first-round matches include West Delaware sweeping 3 from Indianola, Clear Creek Amana outlasting Bishop Helan Catholic 3-2, and it was Marion taking 3 out of 4 from Charles City. The 4A semis will include top-ranked Harlan facing Clear Creek Amana and West Delaware playing Marion. Those matches will be on Thursday. Also on Thursday, Mount Vernon and Solon are slated for Class 3A semifinals after they both picked up 3-game sweeps in their first-round matches, Mount Vernon beating Union, Solon defeating Iowa Falls Alden. They'll have to wait until later today to find out who they're going to play in the semis on Thursday, though, in Class 3A, because the other 3A first-round matches will get the day started today in Cedar Rapids as Red Oak will face Sioux Center. The Tigers are 33-7. Sioux Center comes in 31-8 on the year, and Nevada will play West Liberty in the other 3A first-round match. Those matches underway at 10 o'clock this morning. Now that'll be followed at noon by a couple of 2A first-rounders, Unity Christian playing Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont and South Central Calhoun facing Western Christian. At 2 o'clock, it'll be a couple of more 2A first-round matches as Dyke New Hartford will play West Branch and Sumner-Fredericksburg faces Grundy Center. Then the 1A first-rounders will round out the day. At 4 this afternoon, Holy Trinity Catholic plays Lamar's Galen Catholic. Central Lyon will face Marquette Catholic. And at 6 o'clock tonight, Tripola will play New London, while Grandview Christian will face Janesville. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz says there's no obvious answer as to why his team has been so inconsistent. The Hawkeyes are coming off a 51-14 thrashing at the hands of Minnesota, and they'll take a 6-3 record on the road to Illinois.
This isn't a video game. It's not a deal where you just plug plays in or plug things in. You know, anything involving people, you just look around the country, college, pro, or high school, and it's really hard to predict what's going to happen any week. And I don't think it's any different than any other season. So, you know, you got to get ready to go. That's all I know is you got to get ready to go, have a good week of practice and preparation, and then go play well. And if you do those things, you give yourself a good chance. If you don't, you know, the door's open.
Well, Ferentz says the most important things right now would be for the Hawks to move on. It'll be the Hawkeyes' first game against the Illini since back in 2008. And Iowa needs to shore up its run defense as teams have been exploiting the perimeter.
You know, hitting the perimeter is probably a good play against us. We're pretty veteran inside. So, you know, we've given up more rushing yardage than we care to, certainly, not only last week, but over the course of the season. That's something we're going to have to shore up because I imagine we're going to see more of it.
Illinois is 4-5. They're coming off a bye week. Wes Lunt is set to return at quarterback. He's been sidelined with a broken leg that he suffered in an October 4th loss to Purdue.
Yeah, you know, we see a guy who's a really good player. He's a good thrower. We knew that when he came out of high school. And I think it's fair to say, you know, he's matured and he's playing his best football this year.
Illinois coach Tim Beckman says Lunt will be the starter if he's healthy. Beckman is trying to build a consistent winner at Illinois, but time may be running out. He's 10-23 overall and just 2-19 in the Big Ten in his third year at the helm of the Illini program. We'll have that Iowa-Illinois game for you Saturday here on the radio. 9 o'clock pregame, 11:05 is kickoff. Oregon has jumped over undefeated Florida State and into second in the college football playoff rankings, while TCU took over the fourth spot. Undefeated Mississippi State remains number one. The Seminoles slipped to number three, and Oregon moved up after trouncing Utah in Salt Lake City. Alabama is number five, and Arizona State is sixth in this week's poll. In NFL news, the 49ers' Patrick Willis is done for the rest of the season with a strained muscle in his left big toe that will require surgery. The seven-time Pro Bowl linebacker aggravated the injury in an October 13th game against the St. Louis Rams. Willis missed the final 10 games of the regular season last year with the problem and has only played sporadically this season. Panthers coach Ron Rivera denies that there's anything physically wrong with quarterback Cam Newton, who looked off his game in Monday night's loss to Philadelphia. Newton was sacked 9 times and appeared to lack his usual mobility. Rivera has disputed published reports that Newton was injured. He says Newton, the doctors, and trainers all have told him that they're unaware of any injury problems. The Chicago Bears have waived former Super Bowl MVP receiver Santonio Holmes. He signed a 1-year deal with Chicago in August after being released by the New York Jets in March. He had 8 receptions for 67 yards, along with 9 punt returns for 50 yards. Well, the American and National League Managers of the Year have been announced, and both winners come from teams separated by about 40 miles. Baltimore's Buck Showalter has been voted the AL's top skipper for the third time, edging the Los Angeles Angels' Mike Socia and Ned Yost of Kansas City. Showalter received 25 of 30 first-place votes and 132 points in balloting by the Baseball Writers Association of America. Showalter guided the Orioles to a 96-66 record and their first AL East title since 1997. Washington's Matt Williams has been selected as the National League Manager of the Year after leading the Nationals to the league's best record in his first season at the helm. Williams got 18 of a possible 30 first-place votes to outdistance Pittsburgh's Clint Hurdle, last year's winner. San Francisco's Bruce Bochy finished third in this year's balloting. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.